You're listening to The Paranormal Void, a podcast about hauntings, demons, aliens, cryptids, unsolved mysteries, strange phenomena, eerie locations, and all those things that go bump in the night. I'm your host, Andy Cano. Thank you for joining me for episode 7 of The Paranormal Void. Last week's episode, my guest Anthony asked me if there were any haunted locations around my hometown of Long Beach. When he asked me that, a few different places came to mind. I think I only mentioned Sunnyside Cemetery and the Queen Mary. But the one I live closest to, right down the street actually, is Cal State Long Beach. There was a place called Pavunga at one time. It was the indigenous people lived there. It was pretty much the main hub of their city, village, whatever you want to call it. It was actually, to the indigenous people, the Gabrielinos or the Tongva, maybe Chumash as well. Pavunga was known as one of the points of creation. It was a very sacred place to these native people. So, you know, obviously they revered it as a very spiritual place. The original settlers, I'm sure most of them did not. However, today, this area is very, very important and also hotly debated. There's, you know, people are trying to protect it and other people want to develop it. So there's been a struggle going on for quite a long time. Probably since the 70s, you know, I mean, that area being very close to the college, you know, pretty much on the property of the college. Anyways, so it does have its ghost stories, believe it or not. So today we're going to concentrate on that. Ever since construction began around Cal State Long Beach and the surrounding area, the neighborhoods and the area known as Pavunga, or Pavunga, if I'm saying it wrong. You know, workers have been finding things such as pottery, tools, refuse that was left behind. But in 1972, something different was found. And the something different were the remains of a young indigenous boy, no more than 13 years old, I believe. This gave validity to some of the people that had been experiencing hauntings, or some people that experience hauntings today. The remains of this boy were in the laboratory until 1979 when they were returned. And you can look this up. The designation for the remains were LAN-235. So they did their studies and, you know, found out the age and where the person probably came from. But this is kind of where everything takes a turn, because now you start having, you know, different stories. People are afraid to go in certain areas, and everything gets kind of weird here. The things people experience at Cal State Long Beach, as far as the hauntings or apparitions go, don't seem to favor any individual over the other. These experiences are reported by professors, students, janitors, people in the library, people working in the food service, people in the bars. You know, they have a bar there called the Nugget. People in the parking lot. So what they experience, what they've seen and heard, are things like people dressed in indigenous regalia. They'll hear flute music playing when there's nobody there. And another thing that's really creepy is they'll hear, you know, in empty hallways or stuff like that, they'll hear the doors being, you know, the handles being jiggled, and there's nobody in there. So I could imagine it'd be pretty creepy to be there, you know, at night and have something like that happen. But there was one story where a student saw somebody, you know, in indigenous regalia, just walking, you know, walking across the campus courtyard. So the student didn't really think anything of it, thinking that it was probably part of the anthropology or history or maybe even some of the indigenous people trying to, you know, get awareness of the situation. Anyway, so she talked to her professor about that, and her professor told her that no, there's nothing scheduled for today, and people see this stuff all the time. So it wasn't new, and a lot of people that are there constantly, I'm sure they still get creeped out, but they do still experience it kind of on a regular basis. There's another thing that happens where any time of the year, no matter what the weather's like, you know, zero moisture in the air, you'll get a fog patch that kind of floats around the area, and it rolls out into the street, and it's everybody who lives in the area knows what I'm talking about. When you're going down Bellflower Boulevard, passing Cal State Long Beach, every now and then you'll see a fog patch, and it's, you know, there could be a scientific explanation for it, but a lot of people attribute it to the area being haunted and possible burial ground. So, anyways, that's one of the places around my hometown that has a haunted history as well as you know, very rich and unique history. If you're listening to this show and you happen to have an experience with this area that I just explained, Pavunga at Cal State Long Beach and the surrounding area, feel free to contact me at theparanormalvoid@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your story and possibly have you as a guest on the show. And anybody else listening, if you have some kind of experience outside of that, even maybe a cryptid or some kind of UFO or ghost experience, contact us. Let us know. If you don't want to be on the show, I can tell your story if you want that, if you want your story told. So, anyways, thank you for tuning in to The Paranormal Void. Thank you for joining me for another episode of The Paranormal Void. Make sure to like, subscribe, and visit my Instagram at the_paranormal_void. Give us a rating and tell your friends. Have some creepy tales of your own and want to share them? Visit our email at theparanormalvoid@gmail.com. Until next time, keep listening for all those things that go bump in the night.